Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
You're driven a Maserati before?
I have not.
Oh, man. Italian luxury cars. Pretty cool. I see a couple of them driving around in the hood in Zionsville.
Not a lot of those in Beach Grove.
Are you sure? Come on. They you could get them for $20,000, $30,000. I mean, they're unusual. I don't want to say they're rare, but, they're an Italian luxury car. And so a guy bought his wife a Maserati from Carvana. For her birthday. You know what that is?
That's like that big, it almost looks like a kiosk of cars, right? Is that what I'm thinking of?
I think that's Carvana. Yeah. Carvana, whatever you call it. So
Steinstein.
Yeah, they deliver the car to you. You buy it online, they just deliver it to you. So they delivered it for her birthday. Then they found out it was stolen. Here is Jason. That would suck.
You think they bought a hot rod.
Yeah, from Hey-o! Here they are finding out how the $68,000 vehicle was legally bought, ended up being stolen.
Was excited to have it coming down the hill, got out the car, everything was fine. That's when they found out that the vehicle was stolen.
Oh.
And when they checked the VIN number on the chassis, that's when they saw that it was a stolen vehicle. She said, well, we can't trade the vehicle back in until you bring the vehicle back. I said, I can't bring the vehicle back. I said, the police have the vehicle. I know they said they have 150 point inspections. I want them to have 151. Check to see if the vehicle is stolen. The last thing I want anybody to do is get caught late night on some strange road in the back country and they can't verify it and they look at that person as a criminal.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that's a pretty big part of the verification process.
I would think, is the car hot or not? By the way, that guy's suing Carvana for $1 million.
$1 million bucks?
I'm not sure what that's about.
Okay. Some lawyer probably got a hold of him immediately.
Yeah.